On June 15th, the United States Supreme Court ruled that it was logically impossible for the prohibition of discrimination based on sex not to include discrimination against people because they're LGBTQ. To understand how important victories like this are for LGBTQ youth.
People say, okay, you're a woman, you're a black woman, and now you're a lesbian, you're a gay woman. So people could hate me on three different fronts.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Thailand's cabinet proposes civil partnerships, queer youth courts a path to equality, and Wanda Sykes remembers the annual reminder. All that and more this week because you tuned in to This Way Out.
I'm Tanya Kane Perry.
And I'm John Dyer V.
With NewsWrap. A summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending July 11th, 2020. Thailand's government has cleared the way for the legal recognition of same-gender couples. The cabinet-backed civil partnership bill was introduced in Parliament on July 8th. It gives gay and lesbian couples almost all the rights of marriage, including adoption and joint property and inheritance rights. But it won't be called marriage. And it won't allow access to a spouse's work-based healthcare coverage or their pension. The Justice Minister told reporters that the legislation could be amended at a later date to expand civil partners' rights. Thailand's Constitutional Court rejected a marriage equality lawsuit in 2019 on a procedural technicality. The civil partnership bill was first introduced in Parliament in 2018, but failed to advance before national elections. A public comment period closes on August 17th. After that, parliamentary committees will begin formal consideration of the legislation. If it passes, Thailand will become only the second jurisdiction in Southeast Asia to recognize queer couples. Taiwan instituted full marriage equality last year. A full marriage equality bill offered in Parliament by Thailand's opposition Move Forward Party is fated to go nowhere. Some queer Thais have taken to social media to condemn the civil partnership bill as fake equality, while others are not worried about full marriage equality, at least right now. Rainbow Sky Association of Thailand President Kittinan Dharamadhaj told Reuters, "It's the content that matters," and asked, "What's in a name?"
The Dutch House of Representatives has approved a measure to enshrine LGBTQ rights in the nation's constitution. Currently, Article 1 says that all persons in the Netherlands shall be treated equally in equal circumstances. Discrimination on the grounds of religion, belief, political opinion, race or sex, or on any other grounds whatsoever shall not be permitted. MPs added sexual orientation and disability to that list of specific characteristics by a lopsided 124-26 vote. Lawmakers said that protections based on gender identity and expression are included in the sex category. The June 30th House vote was wonderful news to Astrid Usenbrug of the leading Dutch queer advocacy group, COC. She said, "Today we have taken a big step towards anchoring our rights in the Constitution." COC has lobbied for the inclusion of those LGBTQ protections for almost 20 years. The proposal now goes to the Senate. If it passes there, it will need a two-thirds majority back in the House. That can't happen until after parliamentary elections in March 2021. Meanwhile, the Netherlands has removed the gender designation from national ID cards. Pink News reports that Government Minister Ingrid van Engelshoven called it an unnecessary field and said that its removal will help those who do not feel unequivocally as a man or a woman.
German members of the armed forces who were victims of anti-queer discrimination may soon get their due. The Defense Ministry plans to introduce a bill in September to offer them compensation, according to the Deutsche Welle news agency. What's not clear is whether that compensation will be monetary or come in some other form. Some LGBT service members were at best denied promotions. That means they did not get the same pay or pensions as their heterosexual counterparts. Anti-queer sex laws were repealed in 1969, but it was 2000 before military service by out lesbians and gay men was finally welcomed. Until then, service members could still be discharged from the German military for unnatural sexual offenses. Transgender soldiers were allowed to join starting in 2014. Defense Minister Annegret Kramp-Karrenbauer said that the compensation initiative was not about tolerance. It is about respect, appreciation, and esteem.
Two worrisome new high court decisions signaled last call at the celebrations following June 15th's U.S. Supreme Court ruling protecting LGBTQ workplace rights. One of them extends the ability of a religious school to discriminate based on religious belief against LGBTQ people, or anyone else for that matter. The other one allows private employers to deny contraception provisions in the health care plans they offer to their workers. In the first 7-2 decision, the High Court ruled that religious schools could hire or fire teachers under the ministerial exception to employment laws. Queer legal advocates criticized the justice's decision to essentially allow religious schools to call any teacher a minister. Lambda Legal's Jennifer Pizer said those teachers may not be considered ministers by any usual meaning of the word. Political and religious conservatives generally praised the Supreme Court ruling as a win for First Amendment religious rights. While the decision in two consolidated cases did not directly address queer teacher rights, it did make LGBTQ teachers at religious schools more vulnerable. One case involved bias against a religious school teacher based on age. The other case claimed that a teacher was fired for taking time off to get breast cancer treatment. The decision is based on a unanimous 2012 Supreme Court ministerial exception ruling saying that the government cannot interfere with how a church or other religious institution chooses a minister or spiritual leader. Only Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg dissented. They were also the only dissenters in the second ruling. It upheld a Trump administration rule revoking yet another provision in the Affordable Care Act. It makes it easier for employers to deny health care coverage for birth control based on religious or moral beliefs.
Homophobia did not topple the mayor of a small Alabama town back in 2019, but now racism has. That and offending followers of the Crimson Tide. Carbon Hills Republican Mayor Mark Chambers wrote in a Facebook post last year that the only way to deal with queer activists, baby killers, and their ilk would be to kill the problem out. In Chambers' words, "I know it's bad to say, but without killing them out, there's no way to fix it." The mayor refused to step down despite sustained criticism. But in a state where the University of Alabama Crimson Tide football team is king, Chambers went out of bounds when he criticized Coach Nick Saban and the university for its vocal support of the Black Lives Matter campaign. His June 25th Facebook post announced his disaffection, saying, "Their sorry-ass political views is why they're getting out of my house. When you put black lives before all lives, they can kiss my ass." Chambers initially denied the remarks, just as he did his genocidal rant last year. But this time, it was too much. The Carbon Hill City Council held an emergency meeting on July 1st to accept Chambers' abrupt resignation. Councilwoman April Kennedy Herron was appointed mayor to fill the rest of his term and will run for a full 4-year term in November.
Black gay birdwatcher Christian Cooper has turned the other beak to the woman seen in a viral racist confrontation with him in New York's Central Park. The unrelated Amy Cooper was walking her dog off-leash in May, a clear violation of posted signs. She responded to Chris's polite request to leash her dog by calling the police, claiming that an African-American man is threatening my life. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office formally charged Amy Cooper with filing a false police report on July 1st. It's punishable by up to a year in jail. However, Chris Cooper told the New York Times that he would not be assisting the prosecution. He said that Amy had already paid a steep price when she lost her job over the incident, not to mention the negative notoriety. In his view, helping to prosecute her just seems like piling on. The birder, who is also an activist, has been both praised for his Christian Cooper charity and criticized for not helping prosecutors make an example of the racist woman. Mayor Bill de Blasio supports the DA, pointing out that racist behavior could have dire consequences for a black man. Amy Cooper is due to appear before a judge on October 14th.
Finally, the gay dad on Modern Family was just rehearsing on TV. Now he's become a gay dad in real life. Jesse Tyler Ferguson played the redheaded, red-bearded Mitchell Pritchett to ally Eric Stonestreet's Cameron Tucker on the long-running landmark TV series. Ferguson just announced the arrival of his first child with his husband, lawyer Justin Makita. People magazine was first to report the news, which was confirmed by Ferguson rep Jillian Roscoe. Jesse and Justin welcomed their little bundle of joy, Beckett Mercer Ferguson Makita, on July 7th. Some of the familiar faces seen celebrating at the couple's baby shower included castmates Sofia Vergara and Sarah Hyland. Guests were asked to donate to @NoKidHungry in lieu of gifts. Ferguson first announced that he and his hubby were expecting their first child during a January appearance on the CBS TV Late Late Show with James Corden. As the Sydney Star-Observer reported, Corden said that Jesse and Justin were going to make the best parents.
That's News Wrap, global queer news with attitude for the week ending July 11th, 2020. Follow the news in your area and around the world. An informed community is a strong community.
News Wrap is recording remotely during the COVID-19 emergency, but is still being written by Greg Gordon, edited by Lucia Chappelle, produced by Brian DeShazer, and brought to you by you.
Help keep us in ears around the world at thiswayout.org, where you can also read the text of this newscast and much more.
And you can listen to News Wrap each week by subscribing to our This Way Out Radio YouTube channel. For This Way Out, I'm Tanya Kane Perry. Stay healthy.
And I'm John Dyer V. Stay safe.
I am proud to be a woman. I'm proud to be a black woman. I'm proud to be gay.
The next thing I know, I'm looking at CNN, and it's Wanda Sykes, proud to be a lesbian. And I was like, oh, that just told everybody my business.
Later in the program, we'll hear more of what lesbian comic Wanda Sykes had to say at a memorable July 4th celebration 5 years ago when the U.S. Supreme Court had just rung the marriage equality bells. But first, a member of the Queer Youth Outcasting crew talks about how the latest high court ruling affects him and his peers.
This is Outcasting Plus, from Media for the Public Good, producer of Public Radio's LGBTQ youth programs. Hi, I'm Chris, an Outcasting Youth participant. Until June 15, 2020, it was legal in many states for employers to discriminate against LGBTQ people. Some states and municipalities had laws that protected LGBTQ people from discrimination in employment, but there was no federal protection. Title VII of the U.S. Code, part of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, prohibits discrimination in employment on the basis of sex, but it wasn't generally recognized that this provision prohibits discrimination based on sexual orientation or gender identity. But on June 15th, the United States Supreme Court ruled that it did, that it was logically impossible for the prohibition of discrimination based on sex not to include discrimination against people because they're LGBTQ. So now, for the first time in history, employers nationwide may not discriminate against LGBTQ people. You may have thought, I thought we were past that, but we weren't, until this Supreme Court ruling. To understand how important victories like this are for LGBTQ people, especially youth, think back to when you were young, in elementary school. You recited the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. You were taught basic things about being an American, liberty and justice and equality for all. Maybe you're a person of color, and as you learned about these concepts, you saw from your own experiences that they didn't really apply to you. When your family was out in public, you noticed that other people were giving you a look, sending a message that maybe you were people to look down on. Then you got to a new stage in your education. You started to learn about slavery and racism. Maybe you felt betrayed. Yet if you're white and straight, a lot of it probably seemed abstract, not really connected with you. But if you're African American, you learned how it was your ancestors who were stolen from their motherland and packed on a ship like sardines, how your people built America, particularly in the slave states, forced to do much of the physical labor to create the products that fed the economy, and not only didn't get any credit, but were severely stripped of their dignity and freedom, how they were bought and sold like property. If you're Native American, you learned about how your people were stolen from, how colonizers took what they wanted and left nothing, how your people still have altercations with the government over the minuscule amounts of land they left you with. So we all learned about these injustices and others, but fewer people have had to struggle with being LGBTQ, and fewer still were taught anything in school about the injustices experienced by LGBTQ people. If you're LGBTQ, you may start off facing self-denial and your own internalized homophobia or transphobia, hating your very own identity based on society's prejudices. You have to overcome that self-hatred and accept yourself, a tall order for a young person. And then you're faced with the public coming out, which can be terrifying. You may not know whether the people in your life will accept you or throw you out of the house, or worse. If you can't overcome the self-hatred, or you find yourself in an unaccepting family, or you get bullied in school for being LGBTQ, you might very well think about killing yourself. Lots of LGBTQ kids do. And as you come to understand what it means to be LGBTQ, you also see that you don't have nearly as many rights as other people have. This causes you deep despair. A whole new wave of injustice hits you like a bus. We live in a time of relative progress for LGBTQ people, but not that long ago, things were very different. Our producer Mark has told us about when he was growing up in the 1960s and 70s. Anti-LGBTQ bigotry was everywhere. There were no positive role models for young queer kids. LGBTQ people were, at best, considered mentally ill. We were called deviants and perverts. Everything was negative. Things got a little better during the 70s, but then AIDS hit in 1981, and that gave people a new reason to feel justified in hating us. Those attitudes still exist, but generally, things have gotten better. Some states and cities have enacted protections over the years. On the federal level, the Supreme Court ruled in 2003 that states could no longer criminalize gay sex between consenting adults in the privacy of their own homes. Then came marriage equality in two cases in 2013 and 2015. And yet, in the United States, our most cherished ideal of equality is still very much in question as it applies to us. Even with all the progress that's been made, even as public opinion on LGBTQ people has improved, it's still difficult to realize that being LGBTQ, something we have no control over, continues to make us unequal under the law. So imagine how great it feels to us now to hear about the court's decision in the employment discrimination cases, especially coming as it did during June, LGBTQ Pride Month. The opinion is based on a technical reading of Title VII. It talks about the language of the law, definitions of common words, and logic. It's not based on the sweeping constitutional guarantees of equality, but whatever the basis, the court found a way to reach the right decision, which is to say a decision that expands equality rather than limiting it. We hope that when a constitutional case comes up, the court can also find reasoning to reach the right decision. The ruling in this case guarantees that when we, as LGBTQ youth, join the workforce, we won't be subjected to the injustices that our people have experienced in the past. Even more importantly, the ruling tells us that the government, or at least the Supreme Court, sees us as normal people worthy of protection from discrimination. At least for now, we LGBTQ folk feel validated. For young LGBTQ people struggling to accept themselves, this is an incredibly powerful statement, maybe even powerful enough to save some of us from suicide. With this ruling, we feel as though we're still going in the right direction, and we hope that someday we'll achieve complete equality under the law, and that future generations won't have to go through the struggles we faced. Thanks for listening to Outcasting Plus, for Media for the Public Good, producer of Public Radio's LGBTQ youth programs. Visit us at outcastingmedia.org to get information about Outcasting, watch Outcasting videos, access our social media links, and listen to all Outcasting content. Thanks, and thanks for listening.
Gonna keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward. Keep on moving forward. Never turning back. Never turning back.
Hi, this is Janice Ian, and you're listening to This Way Out.
Don't know much about history.
U.S. marriage equality was a newlywed when activists marked the golden anniversary of a seminal LGBTQ event. A Rainbow Minute explains what that 1965 event was all about. Then go back with me to 2015 to recall the entertaining and inspiring words of comic Wanda Sykes to a jubilant anniversary crowd in Philadelphia.
From Philadelphia to New York City, coming up now on the Rainbow Minute. Starting in 1965, members from two American homophile organizations, the Daughters of Bilitis and the Mattachine Society, came together every July 4th at Independence Hall in Philadelphia for an event known as the Annual Reminder. Here, men and women dressed in business attire and marched with picket signs to remind Americans that gays and lesbians did not enjoy basic civil rights. But on November 2, 1969, at a meeting of the Eastern Regional Conference of Homophile Organizations in Philadelphia, young Craig Rodwell proposed a change. He believed the movement needed a bolder action, a pride march, to be held in New York City to commemorate the Stonewall Rebellion on Christopher Street. It would be called Christopher Street Liberation Day. The Rainbow Minute is produced by Judd Proctor and Brian Burns and recorded in the studios at WRIR in Richmond, Virginia, and read by volunteers like me, Dustin Richardson.
The 50th anniversary of those annual reminders was celebrated at Independence Hall in Philadelphia on July 4th with a reenactment of the original picket lines in 21st century all-inclusive LGBT style. Plenty of activists, celebrities, and entertainers were on hand, headlined by comedian Wanda Sykes.
Hello, Philadelphia! Be here. I really am. This is great. And it's been incredible. I remember back in 2008, I publicly came out as a lesbian. It was so funny because I didn't even know that I was really like coming out. I was just protesting Prop 8 and I was mad and was just doing what I normally do, was run my mouth off.
You should never be standing out here. That's right. Demanding something that we automatically should have as citizens of this country. They pissed off the wrong group of people. They have galvanized the community. I mean, we are so together now, and we all want the same thing, and we are not going to settle for less. Instead of having gay marriage in California, no, we're going to get it across the country. I am proud to be a woman, I'm proud to be a black woman, I'm proud to be gay. And I love you all, and let's go get our damn equal rights, come on!
And the next thing I know, I get back to my hotel room and I'm looking at CNN, and it's Wanda Sykes, proud to be a lesbian. And I was like, oh. Told everybody my business. And I don't regret a day of it. I'm so excited, so happy I did it. Yeah. And I am so happy and proud that I am a happily married woman. Yes. In all 50 states. When the Supreme Court decision came in, giving us marriage equality, the first call I got was from one of my cousins, and he goes, hey, I just want you to know that now she gets half in all 50 states. Welcome to married life. But it's been great, and you know, it just meant so much, as especially, you know, an African-American woman, you know, because it's so much of the struggle is first it's like, okay, people say, okay, you're a woman, then it's, you're a black woman, and now, you know, you're a lesbian, you're a gay woman. So, you know, it's like people could hate me on three different fronts. So now that we have equality, marriage equality, I should say, you really do feel more American. You do. You don't feel exactly. And that's what we all should be able to have. We should all be
feel like this is our country. We're American, enjoy all the same rights. So, I'm just very, very happy to be here. Today we are celebrating the 50th anniversary of July 4th, 1965. 40 gay and lesbian men and women, they marched and they would picket signs from the Independence Hall. Yes, they did that. And then after that, up until 1969, they did the annual reminders. And you know, it's so funny, I'm looking at the photos of those brave men and women back then, and they were very, you know, we would say dignified. You know, they had their suit, their ties, and then you get the Stonewall. They're all crazy. But it's more a little in your face, and that's great. And I think that's why when we see our pride parades, you know, a lot of it is in your face. And after the Supreme Court decision, I was watching the pride parade in New York, and I was just saying to myself, boy, I hope Justice Scalia is watching this. I know this is really rubbing him the wrong way. But we celebrate because we are proud people, very proud people, and we're gathering to commemorate those marches, their courage, and to celebrate Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crime Act. Yes, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And Obergefell versus Hodges, the U.S. Supreme Court decision in marriage equality. Yes.
That was Wanda Sykes listing some LGBT accomplishments of the past half century in the U.S. at the July 4th 50th anniversary of the annual reminder demonstrations in Philadelphia. We're back in the present day, and black lesbian comic Wanda Sykes recently sent out another reminder via CNN.
The only way racism will stop is when white people tell white people to stop being racist. White people, I love y'all, and please step up.
Thanks for choosing This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. Some program material this week came from Tanya Kane Perry and John Dyer V, produced by Brian Gersazer, from Outcaster Chris, produced by Mark Sofus, and from Dustin Richardson, produced by Jeb Proctor and Brian Burns. Thanks also to Tracy Beam and Kathy Rana for the Wanda Sykes Philadelphia sound. Emma's Revolution, Sam Cooke, and Elton John performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks to Kicking Assets Fund of the Tides Foundation, the Ivana Foundation, the estate of Christopher David Trentum, and donors John Beaupre and Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email tworadio@aol.com, or write to us at PO Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For Associate Producer Lucia Chappell and everyone at This Way Out, I'm Greg Gordon. We thank you for listening online at thiswayout.org and on WHYR Baton Rouge, Louisiana, KTWH Two Harbors, Minnesota, Lofty FM Adelaide Hills, South Australia, and a wide array of community, terrestrial, and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay safe and stay tuned.